Verse number 6. My Bible says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And may the Lord bless his word. How many are happy to be in the house today? And how many have Bibles today? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the living God. We want to speak about a counselor. But in this case, it's a wonderful counselor. What is a counselor? Or who is an a counselor? A counselor is that one who is able to advise you, help you in time of your indecision or state of confusion or on the state of your crossroad. When you do not know what to do and not do, a counselor will be able to guide you. You can also say he's a guide. He's one who can lead you and provide a solution, if not alternatives. That is what we can say about a counselor. So when we read through the scriptures this morning, the promise of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, that prophet Isaiah spoke to the people, that unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called a wonderful counselor. This is a counselor that each one of us needs this morning. And I have two questions I want you and I to answer in the process of this message. What do you need today? Do you need guidance and counsel about a particular situation? If you have a need today, or if you need guidance in a particular situation, so that you can be able to make a decision, I have good news for you today. That when you receive the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are receiving a counselor who does not come to be about you, who does not come to be around you, but he comes to live inside of you by his Holy Spirit. Reading through the scriptures in the book of Matthew, chapter number 1, verse number 21, my Bible says, and the child that shall be born will be called Jesus, because God has come to save his people from their sin. This same child that is born, who is the savior of mankind, who has come to save you and I from our sins, is a wonderful counselor. So I can say that the child that is born will come to counsel us out of our sins. The child that is born is a mighty God, because he has come to save his own people. The child that is born is an everlasting father and is also a prince of peace. Many people in this world, in our normal and ordinary situations, we are always faced with lack of peace and having peace. When you meet somebody walking on the road, not being able to be himself or herself, is either has a gap or a vacuum in his life that is looking for something to fill it. When one has a vacuum in his mind, you have a vacuum in your heart. You just have you'll feel some kind of emptiness in your life. And that kind of emptiness in your life will be able to put you in a state of confusion. Will be able to put you in a state of wonder. You'll not have the confidence even in yourself. Because you'll be drifting to a situation of indecision. That you cannot know what to do and not do. And the Bible says, we have one who is a designer of the secret intents of hearts of men. As it is written in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 4, verse number 13, the Bible says that there is nothing that is hidden to him. Everything is laid bare before him. He knows our inside and our outside. You realize that when you are facing such a situation, we have a God who is able to live inside of you. God does not live about you and around you, but he dwells inside of you. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16, the Bible says, don't you know that you are the temples of God and the Spirit of God indwells in you? That he who destroys the temple of God, God would destroy such a one. So when you sit here today, you are the temple of God. But if God dwells in you, or does not dwell in you, it depends on how open-minded you are. It depends if you received him as your Savior and Lord. When you receive the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he comes in the person of the Holy Spirit and begins to dwell in you. He comes in the person of the Holy Spirit and he dwells in you. And as it's written in the book of John, chapter number 16, verse number 13, that when the Spirit of truth comes in you and it begins to indwell in you, it will guide you of all truth. So it will not speak of itself, but that which it shall hear, the same the Spirit will speak. The Spirit will speak what God wants you to do. It will guide you in all truth. It will guide you out of your state of indecision. And you will be able to make right decisions. People that have received the Lord Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they have received a counselor, but not an ordinary counselor, not a human counselor. When you go to a counselor, the counselor gives you an opportunity so that you can open up to him or her, begin to state your case and issues, and then the counselor will pass on what you have said and begin to advise you. One thing the counselor will do, he or she will advise you, she will guide you in a few things, but she will not be with you in the waters of your life. She will not tell you how deep the waters of your life are. So when you go through the waters of your life, when you go through the fires of your life, when you go through the pains of your life, when you go through the sufferings of your life, the human counselor will not go through with you. But we have a wonderful counselor, and his name is Jesus. That when you receive the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he comes to indwell in you. He does not come to sit around you, but he comes to be inside of you. And he will hold your hand and guide you. He will cancel you out of your situation. He will be with you in the midst of your pain. He will be with you in the midst of your waters. And when you pass through the fires of your life, the wonderful counselor will be with you. And people that know they are John, they are people that they received the Lord Jesus, and he came to indwell in them. He has become their guide and lead. The ordinary counselor of this world, a professional counselor of this world, a professional counselor in our lives. The people we go to for counseling, they cannot hold your hand through your pain. They can't hold your hand through your suffering. They can't be with you in the midst of your waters. But I want to thank God for the Lord Jesus. I want to thank God for the child that is born. I want to thank God for the son that is given. Because he's a wonderful counselor. That when you receive him, he comes to indwell in you. He begins to live with you. He begins to go with you. He begins to hold your hand. And he begins to move with you. And one wonderful thing the Bible says, that he is not just any kind of counselor. He is a wonderful counselor. He is not any kind of ordinary counselor. He is a counselor full of wonder and amazement. He is an extraordinary counselor. He is an extraordinary counselor. That he is a defender. Ordinary counselors do not defend. But this wonderful counselor is a defender. He is the very best counselor we could have. Because he knows everything. Even before you tell him what you are going through, he is fully aware of what you are passing through. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. When you receive the Lord Jesus, you receive a wonderful counselor. When you receive the Lord Jesus, you receive the best counselor. When you receive the Lord Jesus, you receive your defender. When you receive the Lord Jesus, you receive your protection. This is the counselor we are talking about. Human beings, you and I today, many times we are faced with the situations and circumstances around us. But for us to be able to come out of them, it depends on the decision we have made. It depends on how we went about those things. But one funny thing about human beings, they do not give God a chance so that they can be led out of their situation. They have not given God a chance, not because they don't want to give God a chance. They have not given God a chance because they do not have the Lord in their lives. But there are people that don't know their God. The Bible says, they shall be strong in the midst of indecision, in the midst of pain, in the midst of their suffering, when they are going with or without, in the seasons of difficulties, are people that know their God. They shall be strong. They shall arise and do exploits. When you read through the book of Daniel, the Bible speaks about Shadrach. It speaks about Abednego. It speaks about Meshach. These were the people that knew their God. When they were faced with a difficult situation, when they were in a state of indecision, when they did not know what to say to the king of Nebuchadnezzar, because the Spirit of God was in them, they opened up their mouth and spoke to the king. That all king live forever. We are not careful in this matter. How we should answer you. That is what the Bible says. When you read the book of Matthew, the Bible says that when we are taken before the councils, when we are taken before the judges, we should not be careful how we should answer. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they stood up and said, live forever, O King Nebuchadnezzar. Father. How we should answer you. But let it be known to you that when our God will save us, or he will not save us, we shall not bow to your idol. Because they had the confidence. They were strong in time of difficulties. A church of the living God. A church of the living God. If we know our God, we shall be strong. In bad times and good times, we shall be strong. In times of difficulties, we shall be strong. If God has our hands, we shall be strong. When there are pain in our lives, we shall be strong. When things are good and bad, we shall be strong. Because you know your God. There are people that know their God. They know who the wonderful counselor is. They know the counselor that is with them. Is that God will not forsake you. Is the Lord will not leave you. Is the Lord who is with you. Until the end of time. Your friends can leave you. Your people can run away from you. When things go bad about you. But we have one who sticks closer than a brother. His name is Jesus. He's a wonderful counselor. Do you need counsel today? Do you need counsel regarding a relationship or an important decision? Do you need a counselor to act as your defender today? Then call on the name of the Lord. Call on this counsel, the Lord Jesus. You are facing with a situation in your family. You don't know what you should do and not do. You are facing a situation in your house. Things are not going the way you want. You are facing a very hard and difficult situation. The circumstances around your life are not conducive. Open your heart and let him show you his wisdom. Open your heart to the Lord Jesus now. Let him begin to show you his wisdom. Begin to receive his truth from the word of God. The Bible says in the book of John, chapter number 8, verse number 31, that if you dwell in his word, if you continue in his word, verse number 32 says, then you shall know the truth, and the truth you have known will be able to set you free. You are not free today. You are not free from your pain. You are not free from your suffering. You are not free from your difficult situations. You are not free from your state of confusion. It's because you have not known the truth. But when you come to the knowledge of the truth, that same truth shall set you free. That same truth you have known, that comes from the word of the Lord, it shall be able to guide you out of your situation. It shall be able to maneuver you out of your pain. It is the truth of the Lord Jesus. If many times in our lives, we have continued in our suffering. We have continued in our state of confusion. We have continued in our state of trouble. Not because trouble is meant to be around us, but because every time we are faced with this situation, we have not given God an opportunity. We have not given God a chance in our lives so that he can be able to take over our control. The Bible says, a people that know their God, they have received Jesus as Lord and Savior. He comes inside of them by the Spirit of God and begins to fill them by the Spirit. When you become full of the Spirit of God, it means you begin to be controlled by the Spirit of God. When you become full of the wisdom of God, it means you get controlled by the wisdom of God. The reason why we are still in trouble, you have problems in your family, problems that you could have been saved from them a long time. It is because you have not given God an opportunity. You didn't give God time to control your life. You did not receive Jesus in that particular matter. But I want you today to understand that when you open your hand, the Lord shall fill your life. Shall fill your life with His Spirit and wisdom. He shall begin to show you His wisdom. He shall begin to give you the understanding. You shall face every situation with the confidence because you know the truth. You shall face your conditions, your circumstances, your state of living. You shall face your family. You shall face your socioeconomic life with the confidence because you know the truth. The counselor is inside of you. He's able to guide you. And you are always giving him an opportunity to control and lead your life. Somebody say amen. My Bible God is saying, when you receive his truth, the truth that comes from his word, you'll begin to receive the counsel that comes from his word. And as a human being, we are in this world. God has given us godly people who can be able to help us in our counseling. So you need to look for godly people in your life. Are people you know their testimony? Are people you confide in? Somebody you trust? A counselor you can speak something about that counselor. Do not just walk to anybody in the name of a brother or a sister and begin to pour your life to them. This sister or brother should be a person you can write something about him or her. You have a testimony about this person. Then you can receive the counseling for your life. When you open your hand, the Lord promises and says, I will not leave you neither forsake you. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 1, verse number 20. My Bible says, he who promises faithful. And the promises of God, they are both yes and amen. He is not man that he can lie. He promised to be with you. And he promises to lead you and guide you to a path of victory. So that you can succeed in your life. He is not a human that can lie. People can promise you and lie. People can promise to accomplish something in your life. They can pledge so many things. They can often keep promises. But because they are human, they can lie. But the book of Numbers, chapter number 23, verse number 19, the Bible says that God is not human, that he can lie. He is faithful to his word. So when God promises and says that when you receive him as your Lord and Savior, he will be with you at the end of times. He will be a wonderful counselor. He will be your mighty God. He will be your everlasting Father. He will be your Prince of Peace. I can say like the Bible Paul wrote to the Philippians, chapter number 4, verse number 7, that then God will put his peace in your life, and the peace of God shall rule your hearts, because it is the peace that transcends every human understanding. Why? Because he is the Prince of Peace. You are here and you are looking for peace, my brother. You are here and you have no this, my sister.
I
ask you in the name of the Lord that you call on the name of Jesus, that you begin to receive him today as your Lord and Savior, and your life shall never remain the same. You have lived for a long time. You have gone to sleep and waken up in the morning. You have gone without peace in your life. I want you to know today that this is the day the Lord has meant, that it shall be a beginning of beginnings. When you accept him as Lord and Savior, when you give him your life one more time, when you call on his name today, then he will set a new beginning in your life. You should not go to sleep without peace, because we have the Prince of Peace. You should not wake up in the morning without peace, because we have the Prince of Peace. This peace shall rule your hands, because it's a peace that transcends every human understanding. May the Lord bless you this morning. May the Lord bless you this afternoon. As you purpose to call on the name of the Lord, as you purpose to go to your God and begin to tell him, Lord God, I want to receive you again. I have forfeited my way. I have left my way. I have drifted far from you. I have forsaken the truth for a long time. I have run away from your presence, Lord. But today I am coming to you today. I want to receive you one more time. It is enough for my pain today. It is enough for my suffering today. It is enough for my troubles today. To you, Lord, I surrender today. You can go to your God in that way. You can begin to tell your God today that I want to receive you one more time. I know people have been looking at me. They have known me as a Christian, as a follower of Christ. You can begin to tell your God today. You can begin to speak to yourself today. That I know people know me as a Christian. People know me as a follower of Christ. But because you are not a follower of Christ, you have run away from the presence of God. You have gone away from the truth of the Word of God. You do not read the Word anymore. You do not pray the way you used to pray. You are not faithful even to yourself. You can tell God, I receive you one more time. Because you are my counselor today. You are my wonderful counselor. And the Lord shall bless you. Because it's the Lord who hears and answers. He shall hear your prayers today. And he shall answer your prayers today. He shall come into your life today. And he shall become your wonderful counselor. He shall become your protection. He shall become your defense today. He shall bless you when you come in. And he will bless you when you go out. Because he is the one that controls your life. He is the one that leads and guides you. May the good Lord bless you today. May the good Lord bless your life today. May God bless your families today. May God bless your coming today. May God bless you one more time. May God bless you again. We can stand up in the presence of God again. And may the good Lord.